The current Chatham DA has the largest budget for salaries in the history of the office and claims she needs more. The truth is much sadder, and the inexperience of the attorneys she pays so much in the office hurts the whole system.
It is.
The job is hard. And we are going to talk at some point about how much these people are getting paid, because they're getting paid a lot more than I was getting paid when I was doing this job. And I yes. have been doing this job a really long time, and I'm still doing it part time. They're getting paid a lot more than me. And I honestly think I bring a little more value to the table. But you know, the bottom line, you mentioned something, and it kind of got me thinking. One of the things that is common with special victims is a concept of recantation. Like, you've got people who are afraid, don't want to come to court. They will sometimes recant about what happens to them. And that happens kind of across the board. I dealt with a lot of serious violent felonies, and that included gang cases. Gang cases, those victims, you know, people who are victims of shootings, people who witness that and know that people are, you know, they know that this defendant's willing to kill them.
Yeah.
Because they've seen that. They are afraid to come to court. And it is incumbent upon you as a prosecutor to know how to talk to those people, to know how to handle that situation, to know how to handle, hey, my victim just or my witness just recanted on the stand, but I have a recorded statement and I know how to get that in as evidence.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what the rules are. I really get the sense that they are afraid of their own shadows and afraid to litigate the issues to make sure that this community is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're seeing?
I will tell you this, that I'm worried about the state of the DA's office. And that's why I decided to run. It's because I don't see the things that we used to do, the things that we are trained to do, our ethical obligations to the community given to us. That is by law. We have to do these things. We don't have a choice in these matters. We are supposed to be the person that looks out for justice. We're supposed to be the person that looks out for the victims to make sure that they at least get their time in court and understand the procedures and understand the process. And we sit down with them to go over those things with them and to make sure that they understand that we are there to make sure that they are safe, that they are protected, and that we are going to go forward with this case. Now, I will say this, and I had a case recently where the victim, she may not have gotten exactly what she wanted at the end, but she came to me after the fact and said, listen, I'm just so happy that I got to face this person and tell him that this is what you did to me. And even though I may not have seen you go to jail for life, but the mere fact that I was able to stand in front of him and say my piece is the most important part. And I felt safe while I was doing that.
Yeah.
And that is what the prosecution is. And this is why I say it's a very different day now where the DA will say, well, you know, we have to pay these people more money. We have to, and people are leaving because of money. But I will tell you, I never went into prosecution because of money. And I'll
You're
tell
looking
you most
for
of the
government. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And so most prosecutors, when they start, they realize, you know, that that I'm not going into it for money. I'm going into it because I care. I want to be able to sleep at night knowing that I got justice for this person or I helped this victim out. And so when I first started, I mean, I left a job where I was getting paid about $120,000 a year in construction.
God
and I
you.
Yeah. And I went down and I made $35,000 in my first job as a prosecutor.
My first job as a prosecutor, I was making 28.
See?
Woo! And I tried a murder that year. I mean, you know, this is not about money. And
it's
people
not.
Now are coming into that office. They're making like almost six figures.
Oh, not just almost, they are making six figures.
I barely broke that in the last like 4 years I was there.
And this is the funny thing. I was talking to a person that was sitting on a jury, and this is maybe a couple weeks ago. And I was talking to him and he said, I don't know He asked me. He said, "Well, how much do prosecutors make?" I said, "Maybe about $100,000." He goes, "Well, we must have gotten the half-price prosecutor in that Chatham County trial." He's like, "This
Whoa.
guy was inept, incompetent. He didn't know what he was doing." And I felt horrible because I was like, "Well, I've never heard, while I was in court, someone say a prosecutor was inept or incompetent," because we had all these training programs. You know, you taught most of us how to do a lot of those things.
I was the deputy chief.
Yeah, and so
I mean,
that's the kind of stuff that needs to go back and happen at that office. I don't hear that they're getting that kind of training, and you can't just go to a summer conference because people, half of the time they get there, they're still hungover from the previous night or whatever, right?
Well,
I mean, so like,
yeah, they're there for like vacation.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I think you can get stuff out of an annual training like that, but on the job is, you know, you got to get in court and you've got to do it. And you can't just be afraid and plead everything. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, I heard from someone who was previously a candidate in this race that people go to dockets in Superior Court. These are felony cases. And, you know, the trial docket call has, I don't know, 50 cases on it. There had been getting ready for a murder and it wasn't going. So that gets continued. And you end up trying the case that's 17th on the docket because everything in front of you was either pledge of probation, continued, dismissed, death docketed, or, oh, we'll agree to a bond so we don't have to try it right now.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the kind of stuff that is being presented to the court. It's no wonder the judges are looking at this like, maybe they just don't know what they're doing. I'll take a plea on anything right now. I mean, seriously, it's scary. It's scary.
The present Chatham County DA has run off experienced prosecutors and spent exorbitant amounts of taxpayer dollars to hire inexperienced people who are unable to accurately assess cases and are afraid to go to court. Throwing more money at the problem won't fix it, but your vote will. Vote for Andre for DA in November. Mm-hmm.